Chapter 73. On board the Mendacium, Dr. Elizabeth Sinsky's hands were trembling. She watched the video in the provost's study, and although she had seen some terrifying things in her life, this inexplicable movie that Bertrand Zobrist had made before his suicide left her feeling as cold as death. On the screen before her, the shadow of a beaked face wavered, projected on the dripping wall of an underground cavern. The silhouette continued speaking, proudly describing his masterpiece, the creation called Inferno, which would save the world by culling the population.
God save us, Sinsky thought. We must, she said, her voice quavering. We must find that underground location. It may not be too late.
Keep watching, the provost replied. It gets stranger. Suddenly the shadow of the mask grew larger on the wet wall, looming hugely before her, until a figure stepped suddenly into the frame.
Holy shit.
Sinsky was staring at a fully outfitted plague doctor, complete with the black cloak and chilling beaked mask. The plague doctor was walking directly toward the camera, his mask filling the entire screen to terrifying effect.
The darkest places in hell, he whispered, are reserved for those who maintain their neutrality in times of moral crisis.
Sinsky felt goosebumps on her neck. It was the same quotation that Zobrist had left for her at the airline counter when she had eluded him in New York a year ago.
I know, the plague doctor continued, that there are those who call me monster.
He paused, and Sinsky sensed his words were directed at her.
I know there are those who think me a heartless beast who hides behind a mask.
He paused again, stepping closer still to the camera.
But I am not faceless, nor am I heartless.
With that, Zobrist pulled off his mask and lowered the hood of his cloak, his face laid bare. Sinsky stiffened, staring into the familiar green eyes she had last seen in the darkness of the CFR. His eyes in the video had the same passion and fire, but there was something else in them now. The wild zeal of a madman.
My name is Bertrand Zobrist, he said, staring into the camera. And this is my face, unveiled and naked for the world to see. As for my soul, if I could hold aloft my flaming heart, as did Dante's Lord for his beloved Beatrice, you would see I am overflowing with love, the deepest kind of love, for all of you, and, above all, for one of you.
Zobrist stepped closer still, gazing deep into the camera and speaking softly as if to a lover.
My love, he whispered, my precious love. You are my beatitude, my destroyer of all vices, my endorser of all virtue, my salvation. You are the one who lay naked at my side and unwittingly helped me across the abyss.